Chapter 5. Like a fool, Quinn Dexter had been waiting for the jolt, a blink of cold emptiness which would tell him the voyage had actually taken place. It hadn't happened, of course. The crewman had tugged him into the coffin-sized zero-tau pod, one of thousands arranged in a three-dimensional lattice within the colonist carrier starship's vast life-support capsule. Unfamiliar with freefall and hating the disorientating giddiness every motion brought, Quinn had meekly allowed himself to be shoved about like he was so much cargo. The cortical suppressor collar, pinching his neck, made any thoughts of escape a pitiful fantasy. Right up until the moment the pod cover had hinged smoothly over him, he refused to believe it was happening, clinging to the notion that Banneth would pull strings and get him off. Banneth was plugged into GovCentral's State of Canada administration as deep as a high magus in a virgin. One word, one nod of her head, and he would be free once more. But no, it hadn't happened. Quinn, it seemed, wasn't important enough. There were hundreds of eager waster boys and girls in the Edmonton Arcology who even now would be vying to replace him, hungry for Banneth's attention, her bed and her smile, a place in the Lightbringer sect's hierarchy. Youths with verve, with more style than Quinn. Youths who would strut rather than sweat when they were carrying Banneth's cargo of weird persona sequestrator nanonics into Edmonton. Who wouldn't be dumb enough to try and run when the police stopped them on the VAC train station? Even the police had thought Quinn was crazy for doing that, laughing as they hauled his twitching, stunned body back to Edmonton's justice hall. The carton had self-destructed, of course, an internecine energy flare reducing the nanonics to indecipherable clusters of crumbling molecules. The police couldn't prove he was carrying anything illegal, but the charge of resisting arrest was good enough for the magistrate to slap an involuntary transport order on him. Quinn had even tried giving the sect's sign to the crewman, the inverted cross, fingers squeezing so tight his knuckles had whitened. "Help me!" But the man hadn't noticed or understood. Did they even have like brother sects out amongst the stars? The pod cover closed. Banneth didn't care about him, Quinn realized bitterly. God's brother, after the loyalty he'd shown her. The atrocious sex she had demanded from him. "My little son-child," she had crooned as he penetrated and was penetrated. The pain he had pridefully endured at his initiation to become a sergeant acolyte. The weary hours spent on the most trivial sect business, helping to recruit his own friends, betraying them to Banneth. Even his silence after he was arrested, the beating the police had given him, none of it meant shit to Banneth. He didn't mean shit to Banneth. That was wrong. After years bumming round as an ordinary waster kid, it had taken the sect to show him what he really was, an animal, pure and simple. What they'd done to him, what they'd made him do to others, it was liberation, freeing the serpent beast which lurked in the soul of every man. Knowing his true self was glorious, knowing that he had the power to do what he wanted to others, simply because he chose to. It was a magnificent way to live. It made the lower ranks obey, out of fear, out of respect, out of adoration. He was more than their chapter leader, he was their saviour, as Banneth was his. But now Banneth had abandoned him because Banneth thought him weak, or perhaps because Banneth knew his true strength, the conviction he had in himself. There were few in the sect who were as committed to worshipping the night as Quinn. Had she come to see him as a threat? Yes, that was more likely, the true reason. Everyone feared him, his purity, and by God's brother they were right to do so. The pod cover opened. "I'll get you," Quinn Dexter whispered through clenched teeth. "Whatever it takes, I'm coming after you." He could see it then. Banneth violated with her own persona sequestrator nanonics, the glittery black filaments worming their way through her cortex, infiltrating naked synapses with obscene eagerness. And Quinn would have the command codes, reducing mighty Banneth to a puppet made of flesh, but aware. Always aware of what she was being made to do. Yes. "Oh, yeah?" a coarse voice sneered. Well, cop this, pal.